Here is our main story on the Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, story of the main of the story, you know, that kind of stuff that we get to do for sure as we are talking. So let's talk about some main story stuff because I think that that's going to be important. Listen, I don't know where you work. I don't know what you do. I don't know who you interact with. I don't know who you don't interact with, but I do know a couple of things. And a lot of the stuff that we do at work, even though there is work to be done, but a lot of stuff deals or interact with relationship building. And when I talk about relationship building has changed quite a bit over the years. So let's talk about that for a moment. As we went through the pandemic, you know how you normally have that one person or maybe multiple people inside of your office that walks around and talks to everyone and interacts with everyone and tries to catch up to see what the hell's going on to kind of move forward. And I mean, it's part of the relationship building, no doubt about that. But unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, during the pandemic, you didn't really have that person because, hey, we were all stuck somewhere doing work from home. So now that became a Zoom call. That became a Microsoft Teams call. That became a standard phone call of somebody going around pretty much doing the exact same thing, but now it's virtual and now it's kind of a little bit more personal because you don't have that opportunity of doing the walk away if you need to. And that's what I want to talk about, not the walking away portion, but it's interesting that for what you do for work and what I do for work, a lot of it plays a factor into trust building. And regardless of what you do, if you do not have a level of trust within the organization, you are not going to be successful there. Think about it. Because you believe with the work that you do day in and day out, regardless of what that work is, that the work is going to be appreciated, the work is going to be done in a way that you can sleep at night, and that things inside of the environment will change based on the work that you do. Now, listen, I look at it as there's so many different aspects that you play inside of the work environment, but I always like to use the example of being a cog on a wheel because it's easier, because you know that it's going to continue to spin regardless of when you're gone. But you have to look at it from, you are still helping propel things forward. But here's the thing. When trust is violated, things will not occur on the way they need to. When trust is violated, things will not happen inside of your organization the way that they once were, because the way that you look at stuff. Because that's the funny part. When you have a trust violation inside of your workplace, we won't go into the personal stuff, but if you have a trust violation inside of your workplace, you know you're going to struggle moving forward because you start thinking of, well, what happens if we get back to where we were once before and everything goes back to the same place? Think about it for a moment. It gets really weird when you start thinking about that. It gets really strange when you start looking into that and in regards of, hey, this is how that happens. So what do you do differently? What do you do to make sure that there is still a level of trust? Because listen, the trust thing kind of is a two-way street. It has to interact with management, but it also has to interact with the team members that are there. Because management's always going to hold you responsible for what you do. Just kind of the way that it works. Well, let me rephrase that. Because it's going to be most management is going to hold you responsible for the things that you do. The same way that you should be able to hold management responsible for what they say that they're going to do. And that's where that two-way street goes. And if there is a failure between the two, that normally becomes the issue. That becomes the problem. So think about that for a moment. How does the trust work inside of your organization? Is there a level of trust? Is there not a level of trust? Or do you look at it and go, nobody really talks about any of this stuff because it doesn't matter? Because I think trust is going to be the biggest factor inside of your organization. Think about that.
Oops, what did he just say?
We at Safety FM don't always agree with the viewpoints of our hosts and guests.
Now back to real safety talk on Safety FM.
Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the home of real safety talk.
You're listening to Safety FM. We'll be right back.